I'm hoping that the IPA committee will be coming over to the Isle of Man in April. We can have a look at venues, and I'm hoping going into the near future that we can put an event on the Isle of Man. But I don't want just a single event. We had the European Championships held here many years ago, and I played in that at the Villa Marina. I played quite well, actually, for a change. But I'm hoping that we can put seeds down long term to actually have an IPA event here similar to the Dart. It is quite easy in the sense, but I've got to be a bit careful because obviously I'm the political member with responsibility for tourism on the Isle of Man, so I may have to make a political decision at some point. So what I've done is I've gone over to introduce myself, put everybody in touch with our tourism team and the events team. They will then pick it up and run with that. We obviously have the Visit Isle of Man agency as well. Each member on that board are also looking at additional projects themselves to bring non-weather dependent events to the Isle of Man. So there may be more exciting news to come down the line. But technically, it should be relatively straightforward. We may need to find a venue, so it may be held in a hotel, may be held at the Villa again. I'm hoping we can get young players in the Isle of Man, pool players, snooker players, actually playing again. Back in the day when I ran the pool and the snooker, we had some big competitions. We had some big number of players entering all the time. So to get some excitement back in that area.
There's obviously very significant and well-followed darts competitions still held on the island, which attract some really big names still and a reasonable sort of prize pool. And then every summer we also have, I think, the largest open invitational chess tournament in the world at the Villa Marina. So there's a blueprint there, isn't there, for what you might consider to be bar games or kind of skill games, like you say, which are indoor activities that already exists in a way, and there's kind of a formula for success. Is that fair?
Absolutely, and that's what we're saying. The Isle of Man does put on some cracking events. The darts is celebrating over 30 years, and the top players around the world have come to the Isle of Man. Yes, the prize fund has helped to attract some of those big players. However, it's been the stepping stone for the young players. You know, Phil Taylor played here, and I guess when he played here, not many people would have heard of him. We know how great he is these days. You know, Dave Chisnell was another one that came here, won the title, and now has become a top professional darts player. So bringing the world's best pool players to the Isle of Man, attracting them with a good prize fund. I mean, originally, my original idea was to try and attract the World Championships. I feel, based on my, now that I've been, I've watched it, a lot of the top pool players, they play, and then they go once they leave. So we may be looking at another event, maybe a ranking event, which is a double entry. So if once you lost, you play again. So you're here for 3 or 4 days, which would make it more attractive for our tourism.